NorthIdahoRadio.com. Check it out. Anyway, it's our weekly talk show where our North Idaho resident in-house expert on almost everything, Ricky, joins us with a top 10 list. We've done top 10s on food, drink, movies, music, sports, stuff like that. And what's going on this week? Well, our annual events are being canceled or postponed for the summer.
Nothing is going on this week.
There isn't a lot. The Lions Club, of course, yesterday just announcing that they canceled the 4th of July celebration. No parade, no fireworks. And, of course, we've known for weeks that Lost in the 50s has been canceled out. Yeah. Well, and it would have been this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Sandpoint. So today we'll look at Ricky's top 10 favorite things about Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
Or what we miss the most about Lost in the 50s. So, you know, what we're not seeing this week are girls walking around in poodle skirts, guys with greased back hair. Don't miss that at all. We're not hearing the music. I mean, usually this week you'd hear it in every grocery store, every restaurant, everywhere you went, there'd
everywhere
be 50s
you go.
Music.
Yep.
But there's none of that happening right now. And so today what we're gonna do to make up for that is play a little 50s music for you. In fact, before we even get to our first break, we're gonna kick off the show with one of the all-time greats that we lost just last weekend, Little Richard.
Yeah, I can't believe
away.
It.
He was way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
That Little Richard. He's just probably 25, 30 years ahead of his time.
I know. Do you think Prince would be around without Little Richard?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Exactly.
Anyway, we wouldn't have this song right here, right
for
now,
sure.
without Little Richard. So let's go to it, then we'll go into our break. We'll come back with Ricky's Top 10 right after this.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
At Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we take every precaution to keep our community safe. We have curbside pickup, open 7 days a week, and are working to keep our shelves full. Plus, our wine and dine sale is on now. Buy any bottle of wine for $20 or more and get 10% off 7B Ranch boneless ribeye steaks. No limits while supplies last. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or on our website at WinterRidgeFoods.com. Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
People sometimes forget the amazing things trees provide for us. Aside from their beauty, forests help build our homes, filter air and water, and add to our economy. But North Idaho's timberland also provides a haven for the wildlife that's so important in our part of the country. Idaho Forest Group knows a healthy forest means healthy wildlife. If it's properly managed to help prevent wind or wildfire damage, and it's insect and disease free, your forest will attract more diverse and healthy wildlife. Do you own 10 or more acres of timberland? Idaho Forest Group can help you maintain its health by providing a free, no-obligation assessment of your trees. We'll help you manage your forest and make it a healthy home for birds, deer, elk, and all the creatures that make up North Idaho's amazing ecosystem. Healthy forests really do mean healthy wildlife. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, visit us at idfg.com.
Sandpoint Superdrug is open 7 days a week with all the essentials, including their pharmacy, immune support department, nutrition center, plus household and hardware items. They're fully staffed to get you in and out fast. Sandpoint Superdrug is working hard to make sure that they're stocked up on the things you need to keep your home and family safe. To save time, call ahead or order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help, located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At the University of Idaho, Saturdays are for
I-T-A-A-Go! Idaho, Idaho, go, go!
Saturdays are for
And you keep fighting, and we'll get it done. Has everybody got that?
Saturdays are for
pressure coming. Hits his man, Sandin, at the 10, to the 5. He's hit at the 1. Is he in? Touchdown, Idaho!
Get your Idaho football season tickets starting at $100 at govandals.com.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right. We are back with the theme from Parks and Rec in the background. We got to get back to our regular Wednesday theme music now that we're
regular Wednesday is
behind
again.
Us. Yeah. Anyway, we are back. I'm Bob Witte along with Ricky, and it is North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day, Ricky's Top 10 today. And, of course, so many of our annual summer events have been canceled or postponed. Of course, the festival at Sandpoint, quote-unquote, postponing the 2020 season until next year, opening up on July 29th next year.
Ooh, that's early.
From what I read this morning. Of course, Lions Club just yesterday announced the 4th of July canceled for this year. The Chafe 150 bike ride is moved to September 15th. Hoop Fest is now the weekend of August the 30th. Bloomsday is the same day as the Scenic Half Marathon on September the 20th.
Yeah, we had it first.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was your day.
Ours is much more scenic and delightful.
And here.
And here.
Closer.
And it pays my salary.
Pondre Bay Trail Fun Run is rescheduled for August the 30th. Kind of a resounding theme here. Everything's going to be in late August, early September.
Yeah.
Summer Sampler is canceled.
Canceled.
The Chamber canceling that.
We did decide to move Beer Fest to August 22nd.
22nd.
Though.
So Beer Fest, as far as we know, will happen August 22nd out at Trinity at City Beach. We'll have to wait on the Maddox Farm Washington Trust Bank Summer Free Concert Series, which they started last year.
That really rolls off the tongue.
So we'll have to wait and
the,
see.
The History Museum's Summer Movie Series is canceled.
Oh, man.
I know.
So what I'm getting at is one of the things that would have happened this week, one of the biggest events in Sandpoint year in, year out, lost in the 50s. We'd normally be hearing 50s music, people dressing like the 50s right now.
We've been doing it since 1926.
He lost in the 1850s.
Yes.
They had all these old carriages and stuff.
Totally.
No, but it's our top 10. How do you want to do this today?
Age before beauty is what Grandma Witte always said. So why don't you go first?
Okay, I will do that. My number 10 is one of my favorite things about Lost in the 50s weekend. And I don't know if I should say this out loud, but it's actually drinking in public. it's on the down low, but
yes,
everybody knows that people are doing it.
Everyone just looks the other way.
You have your, you know, your your thermos bottles or whatever you call these things, and or you'd go to what was Paul's Chevron and get a Pepsi cup, and and you know, and everybody was cool about it.
Exactly,
like, just don't be drunk. But
and I don't do that any other time of the year except for Lost in the 50s.
Oh really?
No.
Anyway, it was kind of cool. That was really not so much for the Saturday event, but the Friday night parade.
I mean, yeah, was, for sure.
It was just sort of the thing. So yeah. I'm gonna miss that little Friday night party.
That's a good one. I have a little caveat before I get started. My bottom five are all things that I will miss sentimentally, but also the things that drive me the most crazy about Lost in the 50s. And I feel like a lot of locals out there who have experienced this for 50 years will relate to this as well. So my number 10 is the music, because really, you walk into every store and restaurant in all of town and everyone's playing the exact same doo-wop 50s music, like the same songs over and over and over. And it's cute for 2 days. And then by Sunday, you're just like, really, this song again? Like, I can't anymore. There's other 50s music to play. Nobody's playing Bo Diddley all weekend. You know what I mean? Like, just think outside the box. There's other music being made in the 50s that's not the same 10 hit songs over and over and over again.
Exactly. And that would actually, on Saturday, give me a headache. This is, I love 50s music, don't get me wrong. But it was just like the top 10 or 15 songs, the Pat Boones and all of that stuff. When there were Bo Diddley and there was Chuck Berry and Little Richard, and both Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Bo Diddley had songs that a lot of you have never even
heard.
That's how good they are.
Exactly.
And there was great blues being made.
Yeah.
And
American folk music is incredible in the 50s.
Absolutely. Pete Seeger and people like that.
Yeah.
Woody Guthrie. And the country music was great.
Amazing.
In the 50s.
This is the heyday of country
music.
We
don't play country music at the 50s.
Right? I know.
So, yeah. So is that your number 10?
That was my number 10.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thanks.
We'll hear more about that in my number 3.
All right.
My number 9, the things we'll miss about Lost in the 50s, is the dance at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been.
Me neither.
But I've heard a lot about it.
It's some people's favorite event.
Oh, absolutely.
It's huge.
They've had some great performers there over the years, and some of them you're going like, she's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the fairgrounds, you know, in fact, it's going to be interesting to see all summer with events at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
As of right now, Bonner County Fair is happening.
August.
Yeah, late. Moved it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, in the middle of August. And I hope that I hope that everything's great by then.
Yeah,
and
me too.
It does happen. And I hope that we can have the rodeo and all that stuff. So look forward to it. But anyway, the dance is off for a year. And I know, for like you said, for a lot of people, it was their very favorite thing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be missed.
Yeah. My number 9 is, again, number 9, because some people just don't get it. And this can be said with fashion in general, like everyone's day-to-day outfits. But the outfits and costumes that people wear for 1950s, some of them are incredible. Some people really go all out and it's adorable. I even like the people that sort of half do it, have sort of a 50s vibe to their outfit. And then some people wear like AC/DC rock shirt. Like, that's not it. That's not what we're going for at Lost in the 50s. So it just kind of drives me insane when people totally miss the mark, but it's also adorable that people are trying. And I love the sense of everyone dressing up and in it together and doing all of this weird, kooky event stuff together. I think it's adorable. So outfits are my number 9.
So I'm about to make you really nervous.
Okay.
Your brother Willie's listening too.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Well, my number 8 was, I was going to make fun of Willie, so I'll have to come up with something else.
No, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Number 8, the thing I miss about Lost in the 50s this weekend is that it was the official kickoff for summer.
Yeah.
In Sandpoint. And, you know, coming out of our shoulder season for businesses, I know a lot of our top 10s are going to be the same. But We can talk about it when you bring it up.
Yeah, my number eight is the kickoff to summer.
No, that was my number eight.
No, my number eight. It's actually, okay, here's the thing. We call the summer sampler event the unofficial locals kickoff to summer. So I want to like put that out there that really the Chamber of Commerce is the kickoff to summer. It's late June. It's a little more official. But yes, I do think Lost in the 50s is really important for bringing tourism to town and businesses reopening and starting like amping up the summer season. And it is the official kickoff to summer for a lot of us. And I totally agree.
Yeah, like I was saying, that businesses that had the shoulder season where the restaurants aren't as busy, the retail stores downtown aren't as busy. And, of course, they're the double whammy of having the streets redone this spring. So they really could have used this weekend. Streets are just about done. Though,
yeah, it looks beautiful downtown. Gorgeous. They planted the trees again.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
So that will really be missed. But, of course, you work for the Chamber of Commerce. Are there still people coming to town anyway?
Yes. We have not reopened the visitor center yet, and we're debating about when and how often to open it. But we are loading up the little brochure box outside with chamber members brochures. I want to point out, don't stick your own things in there. Okay. And it's emptied almost every day. So people are still coming to town. People are still driving through. I'm not sure who it is because we haven't talked to anyone, but I know that there's definitely activity happening in town. And even just driving through downtown yesterday, just for the novelty of it, I wanted to drive down the brand new streets. There were people out shopping. It was nice to see.
That's great.
Yeah.
Support your local businesses. They need it right now more than ever.
Yes.
And more than ever, we need to take a break. We'll be back with Ricky's top 10 things about what we love and we miss about the Lost in the 50s weekend, which would have been this weekend. Stick around.
At Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we take every precaution to keep our community safe. We have curbside pickup, open 7 days a week, and are working to keep our shelves full. Plus, our wine and dine sale is on now. Buy any bottle of wine for $20 or more and get 10% off 7B Ranch boneless ribeye steaks. No limits while supplies last. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or on our website at winterridgefoods.com. Winter Ridge. Local. Natural. Delicious. On the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
As COVID-19 continues to impact our communities, Your Health Idaho is working tirelessly to make it easier for you to gain health insurance coverage. It's an unprecedented time, which is why right now, Your Health Idaho is encouraging all Idahoans, even those who are unsure if they are eligible for health coverage, to visit yourhealthidaho.org and connect with their experts who are trained to help you navigate the health insurance landscape. Get more information by visiting yourhealthidaho.org today.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
People sometimes forget the amazing things trees provide for us. Aside from their beauty, forests help build our homes, filter air and water, and add to our economy. But North Idaho's timberland also provides a haven for the wildlife that's so important in our part of the country. Idaho Forest Group knows a healthy forest means healthy wildlife if it's properly managed to help prevent wind or wildfire damage, and it's insect and disease-free, your forest will attract more diverse and healthy wildlife. Do you own 10 or more acres of timberland? Idaho Forest Group can help you maintain its health by providing a free, no-obligation assessment of your trees. We'll help you manage your forest and make it a healthy home for birds, deer, elk, and all the creatures that make up North Idaho's amazing ecosystem. Healthy forests really do mean healthy wildlife. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, visit us at idfg.com.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Radio. Once again, a quick reminder that we have a new website, northidahoradio.com. You can go there, click on the Listen In button, and listen to this show or any of our noon shows or any of our shows 24/7.
Yeah. So, or this show specifically.
Or this yeah. show in particular.
Yeah.
Or any other show.
I heard you can also listen to this show, though.
You could be listening to this one right now, wow. as are two of your sisters and your brother.
Yes.
So even the one in Vancouver, who I just mentioned already, but I'm mentioning again because she wasn't tuned in yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that personal stuff. But here is, we're playing some 50s music for you on the show today, because that's what you would be hearing all around town had we had Lost in the 50s actually happening this weekend. And just going to my personal favorite 50s performer, here's a Chuck Berry and a song that I thought was appropriate. It's called No Particular Place to Go. So for all of you who are self-quarantining and you have no particular place to go, here's Chuck Berry.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. Safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Chuck Berry, one of my all-time favorites. And you know that riff right in that song? That
I never heard that song before.
So many rock and roll songs ever since he invented that. Somebody had to come up with it. The late, great Chuck Berry, and an appropriate song, No Particular Place to Go.
Great.
It's about the 50s, about cars, about being self-quarantined. I did get a note during that song, too, that I mentioned the Lost in the 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
Our engineer is telling us that was back then it was just called Lost.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're just like wandering the West in wagon trains and stuff. Anyway, it's Ricky's Top 10, our tribute to Lost in the 50s this week. Because, of course, it is canceled for this year. My number 7.
Yes.
It's just cars, cars, and more cars. You know, honestly, I was never really a classic car guy until Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
And just over the years, grew more and more appreciation for it. You know, before that, my idea of a classic car was an old Volkswagen van.
Yeah.
That's all I knew. And have you ever seen an old Volkswagen van, like a 1960 or whatever? put your stick your head inside, it'll still smell like a Volkswagen
van. All the Volkswagen vans smell the same. It's amazing. And they sound the same too, which I love, that like weird rattly engine noise that the VWs make. It's they all smell the same. It's incredible.
Yeah. So totally yeah, the agree. Cars. The cars were awesome. So
good one.
Enough of that. That's my number seven.
Well, my number seven, we kind of already talked about it, ties into number eight, how it's the kickoff to summer. It's also really important, and I think that this is something that with all of these major events being canceled or postponed or pushed back, we have to acknowledge that these events are all economic drivers for our small town, our small businesses, all the local economy is really highly affected by this. So it's important more than ever. I'm going to get on my little soapbox here to support our local businesses. Like if you need socks, don't order them on Amazon right now. Go to Larson's and buy socks. Like spend a little bit more. Take the time to hunt things down.
They have good clothes at Larson's.
They do. It's Larson's good clothes. It's I don't know why they don't use that. So I think that the impact that this will have on our town is kind of immeasurable at this point, but it is a really huge economic driver for us, and it is the kickoff to summer. It's when people get to town, they start booking hotels, they start eating in our restaurants, all that stuff. So support local right now, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll mention that a few more times in the next 20 minutes or so. My number six is just one word, beer. Just because it's in my every top 10, and I just thought.
So this is different from your number 10, where you could drink in public.
Yeah. Okay. Just beer in general.
Okay. Yeah. Good one.
What's your number six?
Thanks. My number six is the street dance. I believe it's Friday night that they do the street dance, or Saturday night.
It's Friday night.
Friday night. I heard it was brought to us by a KRFY. I'm just kidding.
You said that out loud.
I'm fired now.
Yeah.
No, it's the Friday night street dance. This was my favorite thing as a youngster, as you were. Once we were in middle school age, we were allowed to spend the night in town at our friends' houses, and we would go down to the street dance unsupervised, and it was always like a wild time of just dancing.
Who were
dancing.
Your parents? Unsupervised?
Well, no, totally my friends' parents are watching us.
Back to my number six.
They weren't all
beer.
Drinking together. Yeah. So it was just kind of that like fun, free, like this is our night kind of feeling, the street dance, and it's still there. It's still going. It's a classic. It's great.
Well, now you brought that up. Mm-hmm. The street dance was invented by, folks here at Blue Sky Broadcasting.
No way.
Yeah. Back in the day, KSPT, Ray Allen was a KSPT DJ because they actually played country music on KSPT back then. This is early 90s we're talking about. And we had this idea of having a street dance because we noticed that when the parade ended and all the parents would go out to the fairgrounds and there'd be all these kids in town with no particular place to go.
Unsupervised.
Just like standing around going, what do we do? So we had this idea, well, we'll go out and put some speakers out on the street. We'll play 50s music. We'll have like a dance for the kids. So the very first one, because our Blue Sky Broadcasting office used to be on the Cedar Street Bridge.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
And I had a great view out of my office back then. I'm guessing this was like 92? That we did it. That's just off the top of my head. But I believe Ray Allen was the DJ for the very first one. And it was kind of Ray's baby. He had the dance out in front of the Cedar Street Bridge right there at First and Cedar. And then he had the, he had the brainstorm of to make some money. He bought a keg of beer and brought it. And he was like, Ray, what are you doing? I'm going to sell beer for a dollar a glass.
Sure you are.
I'm going, to 13-year-olds?
To 13-year-old kids dancing in the street.
Well, it was like, well, the parents are all out at the fair.
Yeah.
No, it was like, you know, that's a bad idea. Great idea to have a dance. And then Dan Young took it over from there and hosted it for 100 years.
It's almost like when you started selling beer at the kids' concert at the festival.
Yeah. anyway, so that was the story of the street dance. A lot of people don't realize that it was the radio station's thing. So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's go to our number five. My number five, which I had blank until just now. I thought the Realtors, the Selkirk Association of Realtors breakfast every year they have at Second Avenue Pizza to raise money for Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
I miss that.
I do too. That was fun.
Yeah. It was all served by the Realtors and Stephanie Reef, our neighbor here on Marion Avenue would help head that up, and all volunteers, and a great fundraiser and a great meal. So hopefully that'll be back next year.
Nice. My number five is the town feels, is what I wrote down. But really, I think all my family listening to this will really appreciate it. It's the Stars Hollow-ness of town. Like, everyone in every store is participating in this weird event where you do things out of the norm. And it just makes you feel like you're part of this small town thing that doesn't get to happen everywhere. You know, like in any other bigger city, there's an event going on. And it's just in that part of town. But this is like the whole town. Every grocery store you walk into, bag people are dressed up. They're playing the music.
Bag people?
You know, the bagger, the people that bag your groceries.
Baggers?
Box boys. Is that what they're called? In the 50s, they were people? Box boys. You know what I'm trying to say. It's the like small town charminess of it. Like, everyone's doing it together and we're all doing this weird thing and dressing up and we're all kind of playing along for the weekend. And it's that's one of my favorite things. You just walk around looking at people dressed up in the streets, and I love
kinda
that.
Kind of like Halloween as far as this is like a little escape from reality. That made me think of something. A picture of women wearing poodle skirts, which I don't understand why that was even a
thing. I don't get it at all,
But where do they get their poodle skirts? It's not like they have them at Larson's Good Clothes.
Oh, Poodles R Us. They sell poodles, poodle skirts, the Beehive hairdos. It's a whole outlet store in Pondere. I'm making that up.
Yes, you are. No, I don't know. I just always wondered about that.
I don't know, actually. I've never had a poodle skirt.
Yeah, but a lot of people do. They come up with them. And anyway, interesting time. My number four, we'll do our number fours before we get to our final break. Just, you know, one thing I miss about Lost in the 50s weekend is I don't eat a lot of burgers and fries around the year, but that weekend, it's kind of like 4th of July weekend, too. It just like seems so American and so appropriate. You know, root beer floats.
Yeah, and, banana split.
That's the other thing I miss. I just thought of at Columbia Bank.
Oh, yeah.
They would have that, was it Friday or Thursday? I think it was Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Of Lost in the 50s, they would have their free Smoky Dogs, hot dogs, and root beer floats, which were absolutely delicious. And it was free for the community. And just, I miss that. And I miss burgers and fries because, you know, what could go wrong with a good burger and fries? So,
nothing.
So maybe you should get out in anywhere that serves burgers and fries this weekend and support them.
Yeah, like the Burger Doc, who's been providing free sack lunches to our town's youth.
They've been great.
My number four, is that what we're on? Four?
Four, yeah.
Is like all of the events that have been postponed until next year, the people watching. I love just finding a street corner and sitting there and watching all the people doing their thing, unaware that you're sitting there staring at them. The festival was the best people watching of the year, but Lost in the 50s is a pretty close second. That's a really fun one to just see. There's new people in town, and like I said, people dressed up and, you know, drinking in public and all that fun stuff. It's great to sit back and watch.
I mentioned beer. Speaking of people watching, another great people watching event for me personally has been the Farmers Market.
Yes.
It was every Saturday, and it usually would be open by now, but it does open this Saturday. Mm-hmm. How are things going to be different at Farmers Market?
It's going to be, I think the biggest thing is that they're only allowing 50 people at a time into the market. The other biggest thing I should mention is that it won't be in Farm and Park, but kitty corner to it in the parking lot, the city parking lot across the street from Joel's. Where we stage our Sandpoint Winter Carnival Parade, as most of you don't come to that. So it'll be in there. They'll have volunteers monitoring people. You'll wear a face mask. You don't get to pick your own produce. The farmers will touch the produce for you. So there's certain restrictions. Everyone just has to be patient and respectful, and we'll figure this out. At least we get to have our farmers market back. So I'm really excited about that. It'll be a little tweaked.
Yeah, because that's been mentioned on other shows in our local hours. Like, how can they do Farmers Market? Well, you picture Farmers Market as 300 people jammed into Farm and Park. But again, as Ricky just explained, it will be in the city lot across from South Fork Hardware.
Yes.
Merwin's, as we call it. And only 50 people at a time. I hadn't heard that. And so the booths will be very spaced out. And it's good just to get back together. Oh, don't bring your dog.
No dogs. No, you shouldn't have your dog at the farmer's market anyway.
No reason. Your dogs don't want to be at farmer's market. So,
and check out farmersmarket@sandpoint.com. Com, I believe, is their website, and they have all the restrictions just listed right there on the homepage.
Yeah, so check it out. And again, what time will farmers market start on Saturday?
9 to 1 o'clock.
9 until 1 o'clock, and a great time to get your veggie starts. That's what I'm excited about.
Yes, fresh and, bread and
be
soap.
Fresh bread and things like that. You're not going to be allowed
no
to
craft vendors.
No what?
No craft vendors.
Oh, I thought you said crack.
No, no crack vendors either.
Good.
You find those at a... Never mind.
I know. I know where to get the crack. Yeah, so farmers market happening this Saturday, only 50 people at a time, but stop by and check it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to check out our final break here today on North Idaho Wednesday. It's Ricky's Top 10, our top 10 favorite things that we miss the most about Lost in the 50s week and weekend, which would be happening right now if it were, in fact, happening.
Good one.
We'll be right back.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
As the seasons change, it's a great time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start the process by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, Specialty Auto Glass can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass will come to you at work, at home, or wherever is convenient for you. All their technicians are certified and they abide by the AGSC standard. Make the right choice today with the experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay.
Boaters, the fresh outdoors is calling in a fishing or pontoon boat from Mark's Marine. Save thousands this week on a Northwest-built welded aluminum boat from Hughescraft, Thunderjet, or Weldcraft. All powered by reliable Yamaha 4-stroke motors. Shop Mark's Marine, home of the world's finest fishing boats, this week for springtime clearance sale prices from $29,995.
Merlin here. Yep, that boat magician. Inviting you to stop by and let us work our magic for you.
Mark's Marine, north of Hayden on Highway 95. Now open with your safety in mind.
My name is Tim Tucker, and I'm running to be your commissioner for Boundary County. After finishing my tour of duty in the Army in 1968, I moved here and raised my family on a farm near Port Hill. When I first came here, this was a working man's community. With hard work and discipline, you could own a piece of land and a decent home. When your kids grew up, they could find living wage jobs and raise their families here too. While this is still a great place to live, it has become increasingly more difficult for young families to make it. Good jobs are scarce and affordable housing is hard to find. While I don't believe that government is the answer to our problems, local government should provide the leadership and guidance to make a better future for all of us. As your commissioner, I will do my best to provide that leadership. Please consider voting for me, Tim Tucker, Boundary County Commissioner, District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Tim Tucker, Boundary County Commissioner, District 2. Don Jordan, Treasurer.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. And, you know, I just heard that commercial about texting. I've never texted before.
Did you just text that to our family group?
Yeah, I just
texted
that to our group. Actually, we just got a text from your brother, Willie, saying he remembers that 50s horror movie, Attack of the Bag People.
Yeah, that's maybe where I got that.
Yeah, it takes place at Super One. Pretty crazy. Hey, just real quick, from the Panhandle Health District, for those of you keeping score at home, no new cases of COVID-19. Still to date, 64. In Kootenai County, 4 in Bonner County, but none in the last month. And of the 68 in the 5 northern counties, 65 of those are no longer being monitored.
Wow.
So I take on it, this stay home thing working.
Worked. Yeah.
Worked. And
is working
again,
still.
Governor Little at noon tomorrow, a press conference to announce how we're moving on from here, looking forward.
I just got a new all denim hipster mask from my sister in L.A. It looks super cool now at the grocery store.
Denim mask?
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to somebody, you go...
Yep.
A denim mask.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Does it have like a zipper on it? So you can...
And it has like little pockets with like a coin pocket inside. It's really little rivets on it.
Good for you. it's Ricky's top 10 favorite things about Lost in the 50s, because... As I so purdly mentioned a few minutes ago, if it were happening, it would be happening right now. But it's not happening this week. One of the many of our favorite spring and summer events that have been either put off till the fall or till next year.
Mm-hmm.
My number 3 and 2 are things we've already talked about. My number 3 was just 50s music.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you, usually during Lost in the 50s week, I kind of get, we talked about because they only play the at most businesses the same top 10 songs.
Right, yeah.
You just can only handle so much of that. But if you broaden your horizons a little bit and really get into 50s music, there's some great stuff. But you just kind of miss that whole feel around town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man. So
I know.
I'm hoping the few songs that we've played here today that some of you old timers are going, wow, I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that is the kind of the fun part about it, too.
Yeah.
It's even, you know, these songs were around when I was growing up, even in the early 2000s. And it brings you back to that childhood feeling.
Yeah. I just flashed on. I remembered on this talk show like 20 something years ago, and Dan Young, who was the DJ for the street dance, was my guest. He used to be a DJ here on KPND. And So Dan, this is one of the rare times when I actually got him to shut up. I said, Dan, so what's the latest in 50s music?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
good.
And he
just
stared
at me like, you're number 3.
Thank you. My number 3 is, The Parade. Kind of the culmination of everything in Lost in the 50s. It's what people drive here from all over the country and Canada and everywhere else from to drive their classic cars that they love and care for so much through town and, you know, just to spit out all the exhaustion and
the exhaustion.
Be very loud.
Beer.
Beer. Yeah, beer. You know, all that stuff, like the, you know, sitting in IPA with you last year in the window and cutting out all of the exhaust and loud noise and drinking a beer and watching the parade at 11 a.m. was super fun. Like, there's just something, I love the parade, and it brings you back to when you were a little kid and I actually enjoyed it. And now it's more about watching the people who are actually enjoying it and kind of appreciating it in a new light of like how much care and respect these old timers have for their old timer cars.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned Canada there, and during Lost in the 50s weekend, mm-hmm. there's so many of those cars came from neighboring Canada.
Yeah.
So, of course, the border remains closed right now. My number 2, we've already talked about it to death, the street dance.
Yes.
And I've already told you the story behind that. So what's your number 2?
Oh, I don't have one.
Good.
Just kidding. My number 2 is the Saturday morning getting up after our beer day watching the parade and walking around downtown and looking at all the cars. Actually, much more of my favorite activity just because it's a little quieter. You get to see everyone in town is out and about just walking around and looking at these old cars. And like you said, you get to pop your head in the 60s VW bus and smell it and look at how cool all the innovations were back then and kind of the different modifications that people have made to their cars. And you get to actually sit in them and talk to the owners. And that part of it is really fun. I really like that aspect of the whole weekend.
Absolutely. That's a great one. My number 1 is just the 1950s impact on us. I mean, here it is, mm-hmm. 2020, and we're still talking about the 50s.
Yeah.
And I was in high school in the early 70s, and we would have 50s dress-up days.
Really?
And thinking about it now, I'm like, well, that was less than 20 years before.
Yeah.
And here it is 40-something years later, almost 50 years later, and we're still dressing up like the 50s. So what a huge period of time that was in the United States of good times. And your biggest worry was, you know, putting gas in your car. And
right.
It feels
like it's not that distinctive. Like, what if we did a 2000 dress up?
This
like,
is my
what
point.
What would you wear?
It would be like if this class of 2020 did a dress up from your graduating high school years. It's like, it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
That's what, you know, 50s was to us. Like, we would grease our hair back and wear leather jackets and kind of make fun of it, I guess, because we were all hippies and surfers.
I guess if you were going to dress up like me in high school, you'd wear a child-size princess, Disney princess shirt and shiny pants. But I wouldn't recommend that to anyone.
I wouldn't say that out loud. So anyway, that's my number one thing. You know, it's just... yeah, how important the 50s were to all of us, when, no matter what your age, and still kids today.
I mean, it did bring us the man, the myth, the legend, Bob Witte.
Born in the
1950s.
Thanks. What's your number one?
My number one is, it's actually the Saturday cars, walking around, looking at the old cars with Bob Witte. So I kind of just added on to my number two a little bit, sharing this time with you and enjoying ourselves.
And speaking of that aforementioned person, we'll be back in here tomorrow.
Made our engineer cry, by the way.
With North Idaho Thursday, very cleverly named. It's North Idaho on Thursday. And Justin Dick will be my guest once again. Of course, owner of Trinity at City Beach and co-owner of Jalapenos. And a great representative of restaurants in general for North Idaho. So we'll be talking about how some of them are opening this Saturday. Some are opening Friday.
Almost Saturday, all of them are Monday. Hiring, by the way.
Oh, I wanted to plug that for sure. Every restaurant in, I believe, Bonner and Boundary County hiring line cooks and just every aspect of the business. So anybody out there saying, I can't find a job, there's jobs.
Yeah.
There's jobs. Just go and get it. Anyway, we'll be back in here tomorrow. Also, we have an owner of a new nursery, which is opening up right now this week, and a young lady who's got a business selling chicks. I just learned that as a few moments ago. So that'll be on North Idaho Thursday tomorrow. But Ricky, thanks. And hopefully we'll see you at Farmer's Market on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's going to be it from here today. We're going to leave you with one last 50s song. We have couldn't really go through 50s week without listening to Bill Haley and the Comets and Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
FM, 1400 AM KSBT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's Radio, a service of Blue Sky Broadcasting.